I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 41 degrees.
Freeways all looking good as we start the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, a West Valley school has been closed indefinitely 2 weeks after the Magna earthquake caused some serious damage.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story, John.
Amanda, Westlake STEM Junior High is being deemed a restricted building after inspectors found structural damage inside. According to Clint Meekum, Salt Lake County Emergency Management Division Chief, the damage includes some ceilings that are caved in and rubble in the hallways. Officials are still determining whether the building is a total loss or if it can be repaired, meaning that it's unclear whether the building will ever open again. So even if COVID-19 school closures lift on May 1st, students won't be back to Westlake anytime soon. Now, if the school is deemed a total loss and must be rebuilt, Ben Horsley with the Granite School District says that could take at least a year or two, so officials are now looking for some off-site locations where students could be relocated in the meantime. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
2 weeks ago this morning, a 5.7 magnitude earthquake hit in Magna. Yesterday, a 6.5 magnitude quake hit north of Boise, Idaho. Seismologist Keith Koper says the good news is the two quakes do not appear to be related.
6.5 could very well happen somewhere along the Wasatch Fault. And if it did, that is very different from the earthquake we just had.
Koper says a 6.5 quake is about 16 times more powerful than the one we experienced at 5.7.
The state of Utah is launching a website to answer your questions about earthquakes.
Earthquakes.utah.gov has advice about what to do during an earthquake. You know, drop cover and hold on. But what if you want to know about seismic retrofitting your house or how to be better prepared before an emergency? The website's got you covered. Why did the state launch it? There's been a lot of questions from Utahns following this month's quake in Magna, and putting scientific and practical information in one spot, including how to talk to a relative that's still shaken up, as well as links to report damage, could help people while cutting down on all the phone calls. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Looking like missionaries will get a choice on when they go back out into the field. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, thousands of Latter-day Saint missionaries will be released temporarily, but have the choice to be reinstated either as soon as these pandemic conditions allow, or they can have 12 to 18 months after the decision. These are the American and Canadian missionaries who had to come back from other countries. It's more than 19,800. Newly called missionaries can also choose to delay. All of this was released last night by church leaders. They say that missionaries have until April 30th to decide on their plans. Those who were released for medical reasons have an honorable release. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Experts say it's just a projection and it can be changed. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the White House coronavirus team is projecting a death toll from the outbreak from 100 to 240,000 Americans. Dr. Deborah Birx hopes for better.
Because that's not assuming 100% of every American does everything that they're supposed to be doing.
But if everyone pitches in, she believes the toll could be much lower. Half the U.S. coronavirus cases and more than half the deaths in the New York tri-state area. Mayor Bill de Blasio watched as the U.S. Tennis Center transitioned into a 350-bed hospital.
I'm looking forward to the day when this is going to be a place for tennis again, but in the meantime, I'm inspired by the fact that people are stepping up.
Hospitalizations are now beginning to slow in New York City. The United Nations Secretary General calling for a global ceasefire so everyone can focus on the pandemic. Antonio Guterres calls coronavirus the worst crisis since World War II.
We are slowly moving in the right direction, but we need to speed up and we need to do much more.
He fears the pandemic could trigger instability in many countries. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And today is Census Day. Where you live on April 1st is used to provide federal funding for your community, along with congressional representation. One-third of Americans have already completed the survey online. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Kind of an unsettled day on tap for the Wasatch on this Wednesday.
We've got a storm system coming in. It is going to bring in some showers, rain or snow showers this evening, and it is going to be cooling down. So today we're in the mid-50s. We do cool down tomorrow with highs in the 40s. Then we're not done with stormy weather yet. Looks like more stormy weather will return late in the day Saturday, leading into Sunday and Monday as it cools once again and more showers move in.
Grant says those showers could continue into Tuesday, and that's going to drop our high temperatures back into the 40s, more than 10 degrees cooler than normal for this time of year.